Please, everybody, listen. Please, everybody, find the Shrimp, Stiglitz, and Belzer family cycle. A lot of people, Rita, please sit down. Rita, take over and sit down there. Please give me attention. Please, Maris, Marty, everybody, before the meeting starts, a lot of people got to pay the dues. Come on, pay the dues. Oh, what do you want, Tattoo? What's the matter? Bailey, come over here and sit on the seat with me. Come on. You look like a Dalton. You look like a Chippendale today. Bailey, that operation, you look so wonderful from that operation. No, don't worry, Bailey, there's plenty of room here. Come on, Ethel, pull yourself in. You're sitting like an airplane. Pull yourself in. Why, you see, Bailey? No, that's not gossip. That's all tense. Huh? Yeah, she's a widow this year. Yeah. Don't say oi, Bailey. Better this way. Because if her husband would have lived, she would have killed him. I'm done. Don't cry like that, children. Mothers, please take the children. Please. What's your name, young boy? Huh? Also Jeffrey? Oh, you like that? Another Jeffrey we got here. Mr. President, no man, please start the meeting. Because we're sitting here too long already. You know, Mom, thinking for nothing. She remember when our girl granddaughter, she was a little girl, what was she, 8 and 10 years old? So I would say to them, you know, bring her over to her tents, daughter with the son-in-law, let her know the family, this and that. So her tents with the daughter, with the son-in-law, they used to say, no, we don't take her with family, we want a daughter, she should know culture, you know. So they say in the weekends we take her to the museums, you know, she should know something good, and operas with concerts, even what in the house, paintings with a big statue that she should live every day with the culture. So the daughter grew up, and from all the culture, she opened up a bakery shop. In the big statue that she had, she put that in the window to hold the cookies. So what do you think? Yeah. What's the matter? No, there, that's not fancy. Ethel, that's not fancy. That's absolutely not fancy. That's not fancy. That's fancy. Can you believe that? A lot of people still didn't pay the dues here. Hank didn't pay the dues. And Gregory and Alisa and Daniel Phyllis didn't pay the dues. Oh, why are you talking? What? Why are you saying, Bailey? No. Fritzy looks beautiful. Not by me. She should better be ashamed. A woman 79, 83 should come to a cousin's club with a dungarees in rhinestones? Ethel, don't tell me Fritzie not 79, 83. Bailey, 20 years ago, Fritzie's daughter had a change of life, so what are you talking? Ethel, who made the fish? Dora made the fish? I got such a heartbreak from this fish. Every year she makes that fish, and I forget, and I eat that fish, and she ling on me like a stone. little boy, don't do that with the soda water bottle. Jeffrey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a nice little girl. Put the soda water bottle away and go run in the halls. Sit down, George. Shelley, please sit down if you're going to start. What you say, Ethel? Please, Norman, forget with Gladys and the family. But you think Fritzie got a good figure? No. Fritzie loses for megawation. Yeah. She very lucky. Yeah. Fritzie, that I know, is fighting with her husband now 48, 52 years. Till now, she's fighting enough. No, Bailey, that's not normal. Because he's dead 27 years. She fights with this picture. I won't send with her to Saratoga. Otherwise, she takes down the picture on the desk. A lot of people got to tell you. A lot of people got to pay here the dues. Julie Rubenstein already didn't pay maybe 6 years, $6.20, and he don't pay the dues. Baron Rasler Stiglitz, only I forgot, Mr. President, Norman, my Francis got the letter from letter rest in peace, Nellie Miller's family, yeah. Francis, give Norman the letter, is only the sponge cake in the attache case, yeah. Doddle, she is such an axe. She sent a condolence card to Nella Miller's family from the family cycle. Listen what an axe. So Nella Miller's daughter called Elsie. And she said, Elsie, thank you very much for the condolence card. You know what that axe answered her? She said, don't mention it. This was my pleasure. You know, Fritzie, we got here today, she must be 2.5 dozen Jeffries. What do you say, Fritzie? What do you say? That's for Milty. Fritzie just said that if Uncle Yossel, let him rest in peace already, would get up and see that from his one Uncle Yossel, we got 2.5 dozen Jeffries, he wouldn't believe it. What do you want, Benny? Nah. Nelly Miller, Benny, was 94, 97. The daughter said 92. But don't tell me no, I bet. I'm already 81, 84. And when I was a little girl, Nelly Miller was already married with a baby. So what are you telling me no? She could have lived yet a couple years. Her grandson is a specialist in this sickness. You remember, Eleanor, that Nelly is a brother Irving. His children never called her. They never come to see her. You know what I mean? So, Jenny, get away from the fish. Dora made the fish. Bitram, get away from the fish. Naomi, don't eat that fish. They're gonna lay like a stone. She made the whole fish with buffalo, with carp, not even a... not a piece, no white fish, no pike, nothing. With an old bread. Get away from the fish. Charlie, get away from the fish. Bite it, get away from that fish. You're gonna lay like a stone. Dora made the fish again this year. So Benelli is in the hospital, you hear? You know, he's brought in a basket. You know, Michael, the baskets that, you know, you come with fruit, with candy, with a ribbon, with scissors. You know that basket. So when the nice brought in the basket, Nella said, who sent this basket? So they tell her, Irving's children. Irving's children sent me a basket? If Irving's children sent a basket, then that means that I am dead. Because Irving's children don't send the basket if you're living. They only send you the basket if you're dead. And from the excitement, she died from the basket. Who's this little boy here? Little Kukela, I love you. You should see, isn't he cute? He got the 2 hands, he melted with chocolate. And he wants to make me nice. Wait a minute, sweetheart. Point your mother. That's your mother? Valerie, sweetheart, take him and wash him his hands because he's smearing me out my stockings with the dress. All right. So, Minnie, you remember Nelly Miller? It blue velvet furniture. Sally, how long ago you made that plastic covers? 43, 45 years. Absolutely. You know something? You know that in 45 years, Nellie Miller Never sat down once on the blue velvet? That's cool. Please, everybody, my turn. Please, everybody, Michael and Francine didn't pay the dues in Joshua. In Rachel Sarah didn't pay the dues. You know, my feet hurt me so bad today. In you know, just my soul that else is so much. And she starts to show me pictures from one grandson. He is in a bathtub, in without a bathtub. So I say, Elsie, please, my feet is hurting me so terrible. Why you showing me picture? Here is your grandson standing in front of me. She said, please, Lena, he looks much better on the pictures. Ever saw such an axe in your life? Bibi called. You didn't hear that story, but so don't talk yet. So what happened is, Bibi called up Norman, the president, and she said, listen. She said, Norman, forget about it. I am finished with the family. So Norman told her, don't do that, baby. After all, we're a family tree. So she said, you're a family tree, Norman? She said, listen, do me a favor. She said, cut my branch from that family tree. You ever hear an axe like that? So then, what happened is, she's mad because we didn't let our daughter, she's a soprano, she told us, finish the song that she started to sing last year to the family cycle. Because she was screaming so much that the caterer, he wanted to call a fire engine. He didn't know what happened. So Bibi tell that caterer. She said, we're gonna make my daughter a big star. So he said, his name is Katz. We don't go there anymore for this. He said, listen, lady, I don't care what you're going to make her tomorrow, but today, make her to shut up. So that baby said, you ignoramus, you? She said, my daughter is a better singer than Barbara Streisand. She said, Barbara Streisand needs a microphone, but not my daughter. She sings without a microphone. Go, put that away. Go ahead, Bailey, put that jar away. Put that jar away. No, you know what she's doing? No, she's showing everybody the gallstones that they took from her in the operation. Nobody wants to see. Why don't you take the gallstones and make a jewelry from that ring? Heather, come over here. Donnie the fish. All right, sweetheart. Donnie gonna lay on you like a stone, huh? Ethel, when Charlotte with her husband was here, you kept telling him that he lost 50 pounds from last year. So I give you a kick. And you said again, he lost 50 pounds, and I kick you again. Why didn't you listen to my kick? He didn't lose 50 pounds from last year. Yeah, I'm 100% sure, Bailey, because this is a different husband than she had last year. Well, you want, Heather? Well, you want, Heather? My friend said it'll take you. My friend said, no, she told me, Ethel, Heather was married, yeah, one time. No, she was married with a big shot comedian. And, no, that comedian doesn't mean to tell you jokes and then you laugh from that. So, she told me, she said, Aunt Lena, I was married, she said, to this big shot comedian for 4 years. And she said, in Clina, in that whole 4 years, I never left. So she got a divorce, and that's... Don't say oi, Baylor. Wait a minute. God bless the ladies with the women's liberation. That's right. But no, I say when you get married, that's like when you buy a chicken. You buy a bad chicken, don't swallow that. Spit it out. And God bless the young girls with the liberation. When I would have a women liberation, would I stay married with that? Is it 54 years? Oh, no. My husband sure married a horse. That's right. Because a horse you give to it, you cover with a blanket, and that's enough. You don't talk, you don't go. Don't tell me I got children from this. What I got from the children, huh? What? I awake 4 o'clock in the morning with the newspapers, with the barrels, with the... Don't tell me that. What I got from the children. What? For Mother's Day, they gave my pocketbook? A pocketbook, and that's what I got. This Mother's Day, my husband comes to meet a wife. I see her and she's carrying a box. So I say, Felicia, what you got in that box? She says to me, surprise. So I say, what's the surprise? She said, I got you a pocketbook with 8 zippers. I said, oh, Felicia, I said, you married to my son 12 years, and in my closet I got 12 pocketbooks still in the boxes from you. Every year, don't give me my Mother's Day diploma a pocketbook. That's right. Get away from the fish. David, Bronzy, Maureen, get away from the fish. Dora made the fish. You're going to lay like a... No, that's your old buffalin cap she put in it. Faggy, get away. No, Faggy, what's with Faggy? What's with Faggy? What pleasure she got from her children that she's working since she's 10 years old? No, her daughter lives very far. So last week she called me, she told me, she went to the house, the daughter's house. First of all, she says the grandson is standing with a hi-fi. And he got the rock and roll, but loud rock and roll. So she says, sweetheart, hello, Sanford. I'm your grandmother. His eyes straight ahead, like an automobile with lights. He don't see her. So she said, can you tell me where the mother and father is? She turns around. There is the son-in-law. He's laying like a pretzel in the television set. With a football game. He don't know he's living anymore. Now she goes to the daughter's room. She just touched the door. Comes a red light. And they start to yell, do not enter mother's room. Do not enter mother's room. Faggy said, what are you talking? Why can I enter mother's room? They said, because mother is meditating. Faggy took a pocketbook, and she went home. That night, the daughter called. She said, Mother, where were you? We were waiting for you. She said, I was there, sweetheart, but nobody was home. No, man, please start the meeting. With the family, because she just called up. Now, what happened is, the son-in-law, my husband just told me, the son-in-law, with the directions, he knew a shortcut. In this shortcut, he just called us there in Poughkeepsie. And he said, there is a parade in Poughkeepsie today. So forget about Gladys with the family. Sally Libby is his sister. That's his younger sister. She called from Chicago. What happened? Not better now with her husband. Yeah, for like 35 years, he was running around with the ladies, and it was terrible. You know, God helped her. Yeah, he got sick. Yeah. And from this sickness, you don't die. You get scared, but you don't die. So, he got religious from the sickness. He prays all day long. Don't ask what. So, no, Libby called me to tell me what happened. Our daughter, the younger one, she's already married 2 times. And I don't think she's finished yet, no. So she called Libby and she said, Mother, I have something to tell you. She said, Mother, you hear this? Freddy. She said, Mother, I am not Jewish anymore. So Libby said, what happened? You had an accident? So the daughter said, don't make a joke, Mother. We can wait it. No, they can wait it to what I call that. Wait a minute. Wait. She said, you know, wait a minute. Did you know unicorn? No. Wait a minute. Francie, what that thing that Libby's daughter, Unitarian. All this is like, no, my Francis told me. The Unitarian, this is just like Jewish, but without Moses. Isn't that something? All right, now all the children. Children, we're gonna have a parade and we're gonna give out the balloons. And Aunt Lynn is gonna give you balloons beside the pennies, cowboy hats, and handkerchiefs from the restaurants. Trudy, get away from the fish. Right now, Michael, get away from the fish. Yeah, Dora made the fish. Don't need that fish. They're gonna lay like a stone. She made the whole fish with buffalo, with carp, not even out. Not a piece, no white fish, no pike, nothing. Need an old bread. Stella Stiglitz, get away from the fish. Young man, Scotty, come and help me, sweetheart. Will you help me with the balloon, sweetheart? Yeah. Ah? Do me a favor, come here, sweetheart. I didn't hear what you said, sweetheart. Talk a little louder. Voices. Why you say I died of white like that? Helen, you heard what he just said to me? You know what the children hide on the walls? Come over here, Scott. Tell that white to Baylor what you just said to me. Go ahead. You hear that? You hear that little? Would you believe I died of white to say? I don't think, Scott, your father would like that. He knows what you said. Where is he? Dr. Kaufman, you heard what you said? It don't bother you, Dr. Kaufman? Wait a minute, doctor, I beg your pardon. I know you're a doctor. I know you're a psychiatrist. Just a minute. That's not right. Excuse me, doctor. What do you mean what I did to trigger him? So what does that mean? You're telling me I started that? I called him sweetheart. Wait a minute, doctor. If you could tell me in my eye that when your son say a word like that, and you tell me that's healthy that he said that? Oh, excuse me, doctor. You're a doctor? Excuse me, doctor. A doctor like you, we should call mister. Absolutely. Ethel, give me a pill. I don't care, sweetheart. Any color, give me a pill. Dr. Kaufman, take a piece of fish, Dr. Kaufman. Take a big piece of fish that will help you, doctor. Very healthy for you. Please. a lot of people still didn't pay the dues here. Eunice and Zay Meltzer, Blossom and Teresa and Zell, Eberhard. What's the matter? Ah, Valerie? No, that is Hank over there. That's it, your son. Hank, yeah. He's an accountant. What? Why even? Hank! Valerie, that's Kit's mother. She wants you're an accountant. She said she got a question. She wants to know that from 2 pounds of potatoes, how come she gets 8 pounds of garbage?
So, Mr. President, what I want to tell you is that Fanny Bowman sent back the wedding present. Yeah, because she got married, but she only lived with him for an afternoon. They got a separation. What happened, Bowman, is like this. So I said, Fanny, before you marry, you're 84, he's 87, 87, Sally, and he's still ice skating. Wait a minute. Fanny, before you get married, don't be ashamed and ask him to show you his medication. She got mad. They got married. That night, the bridegroom took out the wicks and started to rub the neck. No, you know that, Freddy, that wicks, that vapor rub? Yeah. And that night, 4 o'clock in the morning, they called from the hospital that the mother was in an oxygen tent from his wicks. The doctor said, you better get away from this man because he's going to kill her with the wicks. So instead of parade, children, we're going to give the balloons and everything. So then after they found out that the only reason this man, the ice skater, married Fanny is he couldn't reach himself in the back to rub himself with the wick, so he married her. She should rub. No, she was only very aggravated, that he made her to sell the first husband Schiffro. You understand? But there was such an aggravation just now. Millie and Debbie, it's such a fight in the lady. They were like, no, what happened is this. Debbie said, Millie, she said, I want to bring my lady dog to your house, please, to meet your boy dog. Why they should have some babies? So Millie told Debbie, I can't let your dog be with my dog because my dog is a champion with papers. Debbie started to cry. And sure enough, just now Debbie crying. So I said, Millie, why didn't you let your dog make a baby? So then she said, Aunt Lena, this is my husband's business. People bring lady dogs from all over the United States, that our dog should be the father from the babies. So I say to her, in this your husband's business? Nathan, this is a big business, Steve. You know what they told me? Fagin's daughter Emily told me that there is a horse that people pay millions of dollars that this horse should be the father for their lady horse babies. Some people, they're lucky. My son got married. I had to pay for the liquor. They were all day. Oh, here is Kit again. He's back again. Kit, did you wash your hands? You still got the chocolate there. And I got that in the... I want to kiss you. I love you, too. Now you got a hand full of chocolate, me the mouth full of chocolate, and you... No. Don't talk. You're spritzing me with the chocolate. It's making a fudgicle for me. By Van Peter. She's a mean person, that Claire. Don't tell me that, Sally. I mean, didn't pick out Claire, that rotten cow. No. What happened is, when Iman came to America a young boy without a mother, without a father. So, please, Michael, finish with the pictures. Robert, finish with the pictures already. So, what happened is, I mean, he was working in a fruit store. And he slept at night on the floor in the fruit store. One night, a policeman is shaking him. And the policeman takes him. He said, Lynn, I was so scared. He was putting on his pants in the street. And he took him to where the rotten cow was living with the mother. Wait a minute. They come in. The mother said, Iman, she said, before I die, you better swear to me in front of these policemen that you're going to marry my daughter, Claire. Because she said, I want to rest in peace. He suffered with this lady for 35 years. Just a minute. Please, Robert, finish with the pictures. Norman, start the meeting already. How long are we going to sit here? So one day, he's suffering like that. You're watching television. He's a professor. He starts to tell that people, before they die, he said, that's terrible, that they make another person to swear to them a promise that they're going to do something that they don't want to do. The professor said, this is blackmail. I deny this. He got a suitcase. He said, goodbye to you and your mother, the blackmailer. And he's living now in a condominium. Beautiful. He got the videos from all over the United States. They're all cooking for him. And I said, Lina, he said, every time, he said, I think I can get over that, that mother, the blackmailer, is there for 35 years, resting in peace, and that I am here for 35 years, dropping dead. He said, this brings the... Everybody, please, children, get on the line. We're gonna give you the balloons and the shiny pennies and everything with the handkerchiefs and the cowboys. And Henny, so what happened with you? You gonna move or you gonna paint? Ah, you painting? What happened to just a second, little girl? Here's for you three balloons in three... You should see what this one is eating. She's eating chopped liver with apple strudel together. Would you believe that? And it's good, Mama Lee? Okay, enjoy it. What happened with Lottie? When her mother would see that, the mother... No, the mother is with the health food and everything. Yeah, when she... Our mother, you go to her house to eat, you got to bring a prescription. Yeah. Oh, don't ask. Did you hear from Goldie and Lottie? Don't ask. They were like two sisters. Oh, I better not to talk. What happened is Lottie needed for her mouth a new tap in a bottom plate. So Lottie went to Goldie's son, the new dentist. So when Lottie came home from the dentist with the new tap in bottom, so the daughter tells the mother, open your mouth. She opened the mouth. The daughter said, Mother, what did it do to you? So Lottie said, what do you mean what it did to me? She said, Mother, it gave you a whole mouth with chiclets. Started with chiclets. So, what do you want, sweetheart? You know what this is? This little girl, you got how many balloons? I give you 4 balloons. This is Charlie and by this little grandchild. She's 6 years old. She's, why are you crying, sweetheart? Why are you crying? You wouldn't believe this. You know why the 6-year-old is crying? She broke up with a boyfriend. That's from television. They make them 6 years for the tuna. All right. Who's, why you broke up, sweetheart? His mother? You see that? That's how the mother-in-law starts. His mother. You see that? What happened? His mother made him take a nap and she got mad and they broke up. Can you believe that? Please, everybody who didn't pay the dues yet, please figure out how much you owe. And we're going to start the meeting right away. Oh, look who just walked in. Annie, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Hansi, that Jutta, huh? Would you believe she's 80 years old? What happened is, all children surprise her for her birthday, 80 years old, with a new apartment. You know how that is. So, no, she got 4 children. And one son is a big shot, is a computer big shot. So they brought her into the new apartment, and everybody was singing happy birthday. And Annie started to cry. What do you want? Annie, go eat. There's a lot of things there. Annie, don't eat the fish. Don't tell Dora. Go eat the fish. So go eat. Go. Rabbit, take a picture for Annie. So the next morning, she called the daughter. She said, Sandra, please, I want my old apartment. She said, please, Sandra. She started to cry. I wanna go back where I push my own button in the elevator. So the daughter kept saying, call your son Melville, he's the big son. So the secretary told Annie, he's busy on the telephone, he's in the long distance, this and that. One day, she called the secretary and he said, you better bring my son here right away, you tell him emergency. He came right away, he's running with a doctor. She said, no. She said, I'm not sick. That's when the son got mad with Annie. He said, why are you nagging me, mother? He said, I buy you the best. He said, I bought you a best apartment. I buy you the best dresses and the best furniture. So Annie said to him, you keep quiet. She said, you're not talking to one of your computers. And don't you tell me anymore what you buy me. She said, because when you were a little boy, and when you in the middle of the night would cry, mother, mother, did I walk in your room and write you a check? She said, I gave you a hug. I gave you a kiss. She said, I'm crying with her because she gave me the... No, I'll tell you why she ran away. The computer big shot, his son also ran away, Gina, come on. In California. A common bailer, that's like a bungalow color. Yeah. So that's what they took. Grandmother goes to a common, and that's what in the news and everything. You start in the meeting, Norman? That's good. All right, Norman, please, Mr. President, I have an announced. Don't tell me parliamentary procedure, Norman. I used to diaper you. Just a minute. First of all, Norman, I want to announce that we have 22 cemetery plots, reduced half price from people who don't want to come back. And then Sophie Schneider sent a letter, and she's donating to the Sunshine Committee her cemetery plot. Free and clear, we should use it for a door prize. No, she told us she wants better to lay with her second husband, and she's right. And then, wait a minute, Nathan, don't talk in the cemetery, because you made all the trouble. Oh, yeah. Just a minute, Nathan, don't tell my husband is wrong. This is not just a second, Nathan. Don't tell me that. You gave me the likely location. Shut up, Izzy. I'm talking. 54 years, you didn't talk. Don't start now. No, you put my Izzy next to Sam Stiglitz. My Izzy didn't like Sam Stiglitz when he was living, so why should he lay with him when he's dead? He don't want that. You know, wait a minute, Norman. Also, Sophie Schneider said that whoever gets a cemetery plot, they should use it in good health. Then, I want to make a resolution, Mr. President. After all, I'm the oldest heir in the family cycle. We don't know whether I'm going to be here next year. Don't laugh, Robert. I don't like that. Big shot. And we don't know what, you know, I love everybody, but Vera and Clint is going to be here next year. We don't know that. So next year, if I'm going to live and I'm going to be well, Mr. President, I want to make a resolution that next year, Dora, I'm going to make the fish.